Good morning, everyone. I'm Jeshrin, for those of you who don't know. Like many of us here, I was raised in a Christian family, and because of this, I thought my testimony wasn't particularly dramatic. But the Lord recently revealed to me that it is as powerful for Him to keep me out of the fire as it is for Him to pull me out. And this gave me a wonderful perspective, because now I knew that this is a story of what the Lord has been doing through my life, and this isn't a story about me and what I've done. And that was super encouraging. I lived most of my life in India, and growing up, I had next to no Christian friends. And the fact that I was raised in a Christian home made me think that I was better than my non-Christian friends. You see, I had the idea that being raised by Christian parents would give me brownie points in God's eyes. As someone here at Hillview said, I knew God, but I didn't know God. As I was growing up, I started to learn about biblical truths through Sunday sermons and family Bible studies. And the idea of burning in hell didn't sound particularly fun. With limited knowledge about the Bible and a basic understanding of the gospel through John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life," I also wanted to be saved like the rest of my family. On October 22nd, 2012, when I was 4, me, my dad, and my sister were going somewhere. And my sister Zion said, "I looked up to the sky and accepted the Lord in my heart." I wanted to do the same. So right there in that moment, in the rear seat of our Toyota, I accepted the Lord in my heart. I truly did believe that Jesus died on the cross to forgive me of my sins, and he rose again the third day. But after the fact, not a lot changed. I wanted to go to heaven, but I soon realized that I didn't want Christ to be the Lord of my life. I wasn't ready to submit. I was always hesitant when my parents asked about my life outside home. I was a completely different person at school. Because I didn't want to lie, I tried to manipulate you guys into thinking that I was a very godly example in front of all my friends. Yeah, I would disrespect my authorities, and I was living a life that didn't please the Lord. I quenched the Holy Spirit. Each day after school, I felt so convicted and miserable, but I would go back and do the same the next day and the next and the next. I didn't want to live a separate life. Even when me and my family moved to the U.S. and I started coming to Hillview, my perception of living a Christian life was absolutely wrong. I thought that as long as I knew the Bible well and had a good prayer life, I'd be a good Christian. I thought I knew everything. Because of this idea I had in mind, I was very mean to everyone and could only care about myself. Because I didn't see a change in myself, or that's what I thought, I started to doubt if I was even saved. That led to, as many of you have probably experienced, a series of repetitive prayers in hopes that I would be saved. After each of these prayers, I would convince myself that I was truly saved. After having conversations with my dad and reading God's word, I started to realize that the lie that I told myself was not true. I was saved. I'm also super thankful to all the people here at Hillview the Lord has put in my life, who have given me so much of their time and invested in me. Going out for coffee, or just calling me out on stuff, or just talking to me and encouraging me to walk with the Lord has made such a big impact in my life. I'm so thankful for that, and I truly did experience the love of the Lord in this. It has helped me so much, and I've seen the Lord work immensely in my life through you guys. Seeing this change, I started to gain assurance of my salvation. A verse that has been really helpful is John 10:28. It says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." This verse gave me the confidence that my salvation is secure and neither the enemy nor his forces can steal it. You see, the enemy wanted me to focus on my shortcomings instead of the work that the Lord was doing in my life. When I finally started to focus on that, I realized that there was absolutely no reason for me to believe that I wasn't saved. I realized that day by day, the Lord had in fact been working in my life. That is why, as some of you know, I really like Philippians 1:6, which says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ." The journey hasn't been easy by any means, though. There have been times when my faith was tested. In the summer of 2018, my dad found out that he had to go through a medical heart procedure which requires lifelong medical and lifestyle changes. When me and my siblings heard about this, we were absolutely devastated. I had so many questions. What would happen to my dad? Why would God let this happen? Does he not care about me and my family? And other questions that showed doubt in God's character. Another time my faith was really tested was around 2023 and 24, when we found out that my sister was working through some problems when she and her husband were struggling hard as a couple. Honestly speaking, I was so done. I was mad at everyone because I couldn't convince myself that this was happening. I started asking questions again. Does God really care about my sister? Is he just a distant God who couldn't care less about my prayers? Where is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals? And I was so busy asking these questions that I was blind to see what the Lord was teaching me. He was teaching me to let go and fully trust in him. I failed to see that in the midst of that storm of chaos and distrust was the eye of the storm, and that was the presence of God. The presence of God where I could trust in him and experience ultimate peace. Looking back, I can see that the Lord has been so faithful in these trials. I really did experience Deuteronomy 31:8b, which says, "He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Now when I see that the Lord has always been faithful, I have no reason to believe that he wouldn't do the same in the future. And I really love the song that we sang. It says, "In good times and bad, you are on the throne. You are God alone." A couple of verses that have been super encouraging are Psalm 91:15, which reads, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." And Psalm 121:1-3, which says, "I lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber." I know that this is the God I serve. Whether it be in times of trouble or in times of peace, in times of sadness or in times of joy, I can always call upon him. He gave his life for me. Another lyric in that song was, "There is nothing that you require that I can give." But still, that God is the God who runs to my help when I call upon him. As I read through Shadow of the Almighty, a book that we're reading for Step, there's something significant I've learned from Jim Elliot's life, is that when you truly trust in the Lord and give your life to him, not only does he take care of you and provide for you, but he uses you mightily in ways you can't imagine. I'm so excited to see what the Lord is going to do in my life through Step and how he uses me. I hope that by the end of it, I can say that I got to know the Lord on a deeper level this summer. Thank you.